Good evening, I'm Nolan Ford, and tonight I'm speaking with ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro, who will be performing this Wednesday night at the Red Bluff State Theater. On tour all the way from Hawaii, Jake has made a name for himself here in the North State with regular appearances at the California World Fest in Grass Valley, as well as Laxon Auditorium in Chico. Jake is currently touring in support of his upcoming album, Travels, and we're catching up with him on the phone between performances. Jake, thanks for making time to speak with me today.
Oh, thank you very much, Nolan. Appreciate it.
Well, the first thing I'm wondering is why ukulele, and why did this instrument become the one that allows you to express yourself most effectively?
First of all, the ukulele is a big part of Hawaiian culture, and you know, everyone kind of grows up playing it. So, you know, it wasn't uncommon, you know, for kids to pick up the ukulele. But since my mom played, you know, she started teaching me from a very young age, and I was about 4 years old when I picked it up, and she taught me a few chords, and I just fell in love with it.
You began touring a fairly young age, but your career was already on its way when this YouTube video came out. But then you played While My Guitar Gently Weeps and had a surge of viewers. And I was wondering, what was it about that video that you think resonated with so many people online?
You know, I think a big part of it has to do with George Harrison, you know, because he was a big, you know, ukulele enthusiast. You know, he loved the instrument, and he was also a really good ukulele player. And I'm very grateful, you know, to the person who posted that on YouTube, you know, because it, you know, it really, like you said, it started a touring career for me, and it's been, and I still get comments from people today, you know, about that video.
Well, you've certainly done a lot of traveling, and speaking of traveling, your new album, which you're previewing on this tour, is titled Travels. And you've said that it references, you know, both literal physical traveling as well as more of a psychological type of traveling. And I'm wondering, what are some of the ways you've grown or traveled that inspired this album?
In the last 3 years, I have been touring a lot. I've been traveling to different countries, and that's why this record, you know, is almost in a way a tribute album, you know, to a lot of my heroes, all the ukulele players that I grew up listening to.
Well, you've collaborated with many popular artists, including Tom Emanuel, Jack Johnson, and Yo-Yo Ma, to name a few. It's probably difficult to choose a favorite, but I'm wondering if you can share with us one of your biggest highlights or memories supporting other musicians.
Yo-Yo Ma was always one of my heroes, you know, since I was a kid. So being able to record and to perform with him, I never thought that I would hear any ukulele player, you know, alongside of Yo-Yo Ma. So... So that was a real honor.
So I'm wondering, what advice would you give to young musicians picking up the instrument for the first time?
The most important thing is just to have fun. You know, have fun with it. Play songs that you enjoy playing, and the rest of the things will fall into place. You know, and also I like to encourage the younger ones, you know, to practice hard and, you know, and be drug free. You know, I've been drug free my whole life. And if you're really passionate about something, you know, it's like stay focused on that and just allow that, you know, to bring joy into your life.
That's really good advice. Thanks so much, Jake, for speaking with us today.
Oh, thanks, Nolan. I appreciate it, man.
Jake Shimabukuro appears at the Red Bluff State Theater this Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. You can find ticketing information at statetheaterredbluff.com or call 530-529-2787. For North State Public Radio, I'm Nolan Ford.